Welcome back, or should I say welcome back, you
heathen.
Okay, so I started a podcast a few weeks ago, right? And I titled it Speak On It, and I dropped 2 episodes, and then like life happened, right? Like my dad passed away, and I just felt like I was just too busy to talk to GarageBand. And so I lost the energy to just talk, but I didn't lose what I wanted to say. Like, I've still been holding content in my head. And so when I came to the realization, like, oh shoot, I started a podcast, and even though nobody's listening yet, I still started something that in my head I wanted to make sure that I continue to be consistent with. And so with that in mind, I am now looking at this podcast again as an audio diary, but again, something to hold me accountable for what I say, because I feel like this generation is lacking un-esters, right? And I feel like there's a reason for that. I feel like if we look at the character of who un-ester is, and a lot of you guys may not know who un-ester is, but she is a character off of Sanford and Son. Some of you guys may be too young to know what Sanford and Son is. I'm hoping the audience that listens to this is the audience that is quote unquote too young for Sanford and Son. And hopefully I'm able to like show you guys like, hey, this is not how it always been. Back to un-ester, right? So un-ester was a lady who didn't have a problem with calling out foolishness. She didn't have a problem with standing her ground. I feel like this generation is lacking un-esters. And when I say that, once again, it's a lady, an older black lady, that's calling out the foolishness of this generation. However, because the parents are getting younger and younger, there's nobody to say, hey, this is not how you should dress. There's no more grandmothers in the house. Like, now keep in mind, y'all, my grandmother was 65, I believe, when she passed away. She was a grandmother. Like, she would tell us to make sure we was bigger kids, me and my sister. So she would always tell us, pull your pants up and make sure y'all backs ain't showing. There's no reason for y'all to be dressing like this. She was a grandmother. This generation now of grandmothers are 40, 50. And again, their mindset is so set on their 20s, there is no growth. So instead of them calling out their child by saying, hey, you shouldn't be posting that on social media, or hey, you shouldn't be dressed like that on social media, they partake in the festivities. I've seen grown women age 50 taking pictures in the shower, taking pictures in the bathtub. Mind you, your kids is 19 to basically, let's just say 34, 35. That's the age range of your kids, which means there's no reason for you to be promoting your body the same way that your children is promoting their body. Monkey see, monkey do, but who's following who? It's like, who's going to be the leader when this daughter and the mama act the same? The daughter, the mama, and the grandmama all act the same if there is a grandmama still here. And that's what kills me. And that's why I say that there is no un-esters in this generation. And like I said in my other 2 episodes, even though like I'm not incorporating those 2 in this newer 2.0 You Heathens podcast, but the scripture is very much needed. And the scripture talks about this. So if we can turn to Titus chapter 2, verse 3. And it reads, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good. And the rest of the verse continues to talk about how women need to be submissive to their husbands and this, that, and the other. However, that conversation is for another day. But the rest of that verse is very much needed, especially in a generation where we don't have a culture of marriage anymore. We have a culture of baby mamas and baby daddies. So the rest of that scripture basically talks about how older women need to train the young women to have these different fruits and attributes. However, back to the plot, we don't have people of older generations and older morals and values to pass this information down to us. Again, we now have sexy reds and glorillas raising our teenagers. Who do you know right now in the influencer world, celebrity world, famous world, that is telling younger generations to do better? There's no one. There's no one. And the ones that we did have are no longer here. Which means we no longer have somebody to call out our foolishness, because the participants that we do have in this society are willing to allow us to self-destruct. Again, there is nobody to say, hey, y'all look a mess. There is nobody to say, hey, the way that this generation carry itself needs to change. And because of that, we are now stagnant. And again, the root of this podcast is to say that there is no un-Esters. There is nobody in the Black community right now to say, hey, go get that switch off the tree, right? Because y'all are acting horrible. This is not how your grandparents raised y'all. And I honestly feel like, this is just me just saying this, if y'all ancestors seeing how y'all are acting, I think it would hurt their feelings. And it's like a lot of people love to say, oh, well, we don't have guidance. But at some point, you have to be your own guidance. You can't keep trying to make an excuse on, oh, well, we never had nobody to show us this. You show yourself that you're capable of it. And so you can be an example for your future generations. You may not have an example to lean back on, but you could be the example for other generations. Nobody want to take that step. And again, because nobody likes correction. And it's so sad, because Aunt Esther was someone who stepped in to check behaviors that did not align with the standards that you were supposed to be upholding. And I think the lack of having that structure is starting to be evident in the upcoming generations. And again, I look at the influx of younger Black women who are now promoting themselves as whores. We're just going to call it how it is. You're being a whore. And it's accepted because there's nobody saying, hey, this is wrong. And I think the reason why no one is saying that this is wrong is because Black women have been seen as someone who shelters herself for the comfort of others, right? Black women have been seen as, oh, let me make myself small so I don't seem like I'm trying to be overbearing or aggressive, which is fine. However, the way that that translates now in our society is, okay, Black women are now putting themselves on platforms where they're now making a mockery of themselves. Yes, Black women, you do have freedom now, and you can do whatever you want to. However, the things that you're choosing to do is not a reflection of who you really are. So again, y'all getting on social media with y'all titties and ass out. And in my head, it's like, if that's how you want to be perceived, then go on ahead. However, if you're looking to be perceived as an intelligent Black woman who's on her stuff and this, that, and the other, then that's never going to be the picture that you paint for yourself, especially if you're always on the scene. It's like, there's no way that you expect for a person to look at you and say, oh, she's an educated Black woman, when every time you see you, you're drunk, doing this, that, and the other. Not saying that an educated Black woman can't have fun, but again, certain, you would think that if you claim that you are an educated Black woman, that you wouldn't put yourself in certain situations. However, that's not the case here. It seems like most women put themselves in situations where a bird of a feather flock together. Isn't that what they say? So if all I see is bitches on their stories shaking their ass, and you supposed to be the anomaly, how am I supposed to think that? There is no way for me to think that, because who you surround yourself by often reflects who you are as an individual. Yes, you may have the individuals that's like, I'm my own person, this, that, and the other. But again, this generation is monkey see, monkey do. And because we don't have stricter grandparents or we don't have stricter parents, that again translate to the outrage and the destruction that we see in the Black community today. So to wrap this whole conversation up, because I'm trying to keep these like little quick little sessions, but to wrap this up, I honestly believe that we need to get the Black mother and also the Black father. I guess I'll talk about that next week. And I kind of want to talk about the show Good Times too, because I believe Florida was a horrible person. But I'll explain whenever I get to that point. But we are lacking structure in the Black community. And again, it's because there is no representation of this structure anymore. There is no, the older generations that we now have, even as celebrities, are showing their ass. Literally, metaphorically, nothing is great for Black people at this time. We are literally self-destructing. And it's okay because that's what they want us to do. However, if more Black people, again, had morals, had structure, had values, and their values aligned with, how can I say this? The word and also what your grandmother preached, right? Because, again, Black people have a different type of connection with religion. This is something that we've held on to during slavery. So this is our backbone. So if we can align ourselves with the word, I think we would be way greater than what we are. But because we are persuaded and we are convinced by the flesh and by social media that this is how Black people should be represented, we fall way behind. So to wrap up this little rant session, hopefully we can find some unesters in this generation and future generations to come. Until next time, folks.